B-Pod Studios.
Emma, how can we help you, madam?
Hi, I was just needing some help because I met this guy at a casino recently and we hit it off, had some drinks at the tables, you know, and then we ended back at his hotel room.
Okay. Okay, so you're hanging out at the casino for what reason? Are you like a gambleholic or?
No, I try not to be, but you know, it was just a girls' night out. We were having some fun. It was just one of those like see where the night takes me kind of nights.
That's right. That's right, Romero. Don't judge. Sounds fun.
So you meet this gentleman and you guys hit it off.
Yeah, we hit it off. We had a couple drinks. We hit the tables, just kind of having a really good time. And it just felt like that instant connection. You know, somehow ended up to the hotel room and then we did hook up.
Those rooms are so beautiful too, aren't they? 5-star all the way.
Was it his room, your room, or did you guys go in on a room together or?
No, it was his room. It was his room. And, you know, I can't speak for him, but it was some of, like, the best sex that I've ever had. But I did, left the next morning because I had to, like, go find my girls and, you know, get a ride home.
Yeah.
But I've been calling and texting him, and he, like, won't answer.
But, really?
Yeah. Plus, I did leave my number, so I just think it's a little, like, I think he's avoiding me.
Emma, stay quiet, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you just heard that, right? So someone, like, picked up and hung up. Let's try calling him again.
Hello?
Hello, is this Dale?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, we're the... In case
Wake
you,
up.
Yeah, we're the people who've been calling you for, like, the past 15 minutes. My name, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. I'm sorry for waking you up. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just explain why we're calling you? It's a good reason.
You're calling me from where? What are you talking about?
Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9, and we got your phone number from a girl who wanted us to reach out to you. Can I just explain really quickly? It's a good reason.
Yeah, sure, man.
You're awake now. Might as well. Okay, so this is real quick. It's a girl who hit us up. You know her. She wants to go on a date with you. She wanted us to ask you on her behalf. And I'm going to tell you her name. And basically, if you say yes to this date, we'll pay for whatever date you want to do, wherever you want to go. Do you want to hear her name?
Yeah, sure. Whatever. What's her name?
Her name is Emma.
Emma who?
Emma... Emma from the casino. Emma who?
From the casino. Which casino? Can you be a little more like...
Jeez, dude. Like, how many is it?
Emma from Encore. You need me to be more specific than that?
To be honest with you, look, man, the only one I can even think of was... maybe you're talking about, like, this hooker that wouldn't take my money.
What?
The hooker who wouldn't take your money?
Yeah, man, it was one that I tried to pay for it, and she didn't take my cash. I thought it was odd, but is that who you're talking about? I don't know, man.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Hold on one second. Emma, are you there?
Yeah, guys. So I'm not a hooker.
So Emma's on the phone.
Sure?
Yeah, Emma's on the phone, Dale. I just want to make sure we're talking about the right person. Emma, are you the hooker that didn't take the money?
I mean, yeah, he did offer. I thought maybe it was for a taxi. I was just like,
oh my God.
I don't know how you can make that kind of assumption, bro. Like, that's so crazy.
You thought that she was a hooker?
I think this is the right one. Okay, wait, hold on. What were you wearing that night?
A red miniskirt.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. All right. And where did we meet?
The high rollers room.
Okay. Right. Okay. And I bought you a few drinks and asked if you wanted to come up to my suite. And what'd you say?
Let's see. I think I said something like, yeah, found it fun.
Yeah. And then when I brought up the hot tub, what did you say?
Well, I didn't have a bathing suit, but I said that didn't matter. I mean, maybe I act like a hooker.
Wow.
I mean, listen, I can understand why Dale got confused.
I mean, it was just a good time.
So you met at the casino, and you were just having a good time with Dale, and Dale thought he was paying for a hooker. Is that something that you normally do, Dale?
I mean, yeah, that's honestly my thing. You know, I kind of like to party a little bit. I get into some hookers and cocaine. The only thing is that night I couldn't get any cocaine.
Okay, I'm going to say something to defend Dale a little bit, because I do go to the Encore. I do go up to the High Roller Room a lot because I have friends.
You run into Dale?
No, because I have friends that play up there.
Okay.
And I will say there are definitely people up there that are, you know, they're not there to play.
Right.
They're there looking for their next, you know, target. So I'm not saying that's what Emma was doing, but I could see how there may be a miscommunication there.
Right.
Don't you have to prove you have a lot of money to go in there?
No.
Or you can just walk
no, we've
in?
Always said this.
Excuse me. I need to kind of make a distinction here. Like, I actually went to the High Rollers room to play. I mean, and I get hookers too, which is, you know, it's
okay, then.
He's honest. Hey, why didn't you get cocaine that night? I'm just curious.
Oh, God.
So, my dealer has COVID. And
okay,
so
can we just move on?
Well, listen. Okay, simple misunderstanding. Emma would love to see you again, Dale, if that's possible, if you're amenable to that. What do you think?
I appreciate it. I'm not really a relationship kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, she wants to meet up for another night, you know. See what to do. I found it super odd that what's her name? Emma? I found it super odd that Emma split but never took the cash. I left it for you, like, I left it for you as cash on the counter, and then look. If had I known, I could have sent you the money via Cash App. I've got plenty of money.
Oh my god! Like, if I never identified myself as a hooker, like, there's no. I don't really. I'm like, I thought that money was for the maid.
I mean, you probably would have gotten more money had you dressed like a maid.
I mean, you know what? Really, seriously, you know, maybe I should have taken the money if I knew you were going to be such a piece of shit like this. I need my Cash App.
I mean, yeah, what's your Cash App? I'll send my money.
Okay, let's.
Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.